Welcome back. You're listening to Good Company with Michael Connor. That's me, and as I like to tell you, I'm glad to be here. We're coming to you on Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist, coast to coast on Sirius Satellite Channel 114. One important aspect of corporate responsibility, though far from the only aspect, is corporate philanthropy, what companies give away in cash and increasingly in goods and services. It is a giant industry in and of itself, and as the world gets more complicated every day, so too does the field of corporate giving. Here to help us understand some of the latest trends are two people working in the middle of it all. Margaret Cody is a program officer at the Committee Encouraging Corporate Philanthropy, a nonprofit group which does just that. And Bo Miller, director of corporate citizenship for the Dow Chemical Company. Margaret joins us here in our New York studio. Margaret, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And Bo Miller joins us by telephone. Bo, are you there?
Glad to be here as well. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for joining us. Margaret, one of your jobs at the Committee Encouraging Corporate Philanthropy is to track all the spending, what companies are doing, and you've just issued a voluminous, large report, as you do every year, I guess?
True.
And it shows that corporate giving was up in 2006.
Exactly. We take a look at the way companies have given back to their communities, and we have a set of companies who gives us data each year. The wonderful thing about that is then we can look at trends over time, and we did see an increase in giving from 2005 to 2006.
And why was that?
There are a couple of reasons behind that. Among the companies who did give more, because not all companies gave more, just more gave more than gave less.
Right.
Some of the reasons were another strong year of profits. A lot of companies, particularly the Wall Street companies, have enjoyed several years of strong returns. And that not only was reflected in bonuses, but also in corporate giving as well.
So when business is good, companies give more?
Yes, we see that quite often in the data, that when profits rise, we usually see that reflected in the next year's giving.
But as you were pointing out, some or many companies, in fact, I think the number was something like 43%, didn't increase their spending. So it's kind of a split.
That's the interesting story about 2005 to 2006 data. And the important thing, I think, to keep in mind there is that 2005 was a pretty extraordinary year for giving. Among the companies that we work with, we saw a lot of companies really stretch their budgets in 2005 to be able to respond to the Asian tsunami. Although that hit in late 2004, a lot of the giving continued in 2005. There was also the Pakistan earthquake, and then here domestically there was the Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita need. And so a lot of companies authorized beyond budget contributions for that. So I would think it would be pretty natural to expect companies to scale back a bit after such an extraordinary year, and some of them did indeed do that. But what we saw was that just under half gave less, probably mostly because of that reason of following 2005, which was a big year, but then half gave more, one of the reasons being strong profits.
How much money are we talking about here?
For the typical company that we work with, about $32 million a year, which is a sizable sum. That includes what you were talking about earlier, which is cash donations as well as non-cash or pro bono services.
Bo Miller of Dow Chemical, how do you fit in the context of all this? Is Dow Chemical giving more or giving less?
Well, Michael, actually, our scenario is quite similar to what Margaret just outlined. We actually have increased our giving over the last several years. And the tsunami and the hurricanes and then the Pakistan earthquake tragedy all really were outside of our normal giving plans and accelerated our giving into 2005 and 2006. And we're actually going to increase our 2007 giving will be slightly higher as well as we wrapped up some projects, believe it or not, two or three years later. And also did some additional strategic giving in some new international locations for us. So we're a part of that trend line on the upside.
What is the role of philanthropy for a company like Dow? Clearly, you have a lot of agendas. There's a lot going on. It's a big global company. Why corporate philanthropy? Where does it get you?
Well, it's really part of a broader corporate citizenship strategy for Dow. That in particular supports our business objectives and what we call our 2015 sustainability goals. We particularly focus on our local communities where we have employees, retirees, large operations are a significant part of the local community and its vitality. We really try to listen to those communities and their needs what their vision of success is for the community as a whole, and then find ways to collaborate and determine what is the most appropriate way for Dow to help fulfill that vision. So ultimately, for us, it's a combination of good business and providing for healthier, more vital communities where we do business.
Margaret Cody of the Committee Encouraging Corporate Philanthropy, you say in your annual report that there's what you call a burgeoning interest in corporate philanthropy among many different stakeholder groups. In other words, not just shareholders, but many different groups. Why do you think that is? What's causing all this?
I've seen that trend happening over the last couple of years, but I'd say that one effect that's caused a burgeoning interest would be some of the natural disasters that we've had recently and other world events. The first time that I saw this interest growing was after the September 11th tragedy. Companies responded in a big way financially to that disaster, and I think that opened people's eyes a little bit to the power of companies and the way they can be unique givers in this world of philanthropy. Then with the Asian tsunami and then the Katrina, again, there was a huge outpouring.
But are there customers? I mean, is the feedback that you're getting is that they're customers, they're employees?
Customers and employees. One thing I was going to mention was the Fortune magazine cover that said, "Government broke down, business stepped up after Katrina." I think seeing Walmart, FedEx, Home Depot, companies like that really make a huge effort in response, opened a lot of people's eyes to what was possible there. But it's just been in the news a lot more lately, too. If we think about Bill Clinton and him releasing a new book and the Warren Buffett donation that made a huge splash last summer, and the Gates Foundation is obviously in the news a lot, I think it's raised a lot of people's awareness both of what the global needs are and the ways that different players in this space, both governments, nonprofits, and businesses and individuals can all play a role.
Bo Miller of Dow Chemical, you mentioned a little earlier that employees do play a part in this, and I think that's, from my experience, it's one of the things in corporate citizenship programs that most people, the average layperson, underestimates. They think that it's a great marketing tool for people outside the company, but in fact, employee morale and employee attitudes towards all this is very, very important.
You're absolutely right. Everyone wants to work for a company that is making contributions not only locally but impactful in other ways, the products you produce, the way you conduct yourselves in business and so on. And so corporate citizenship in general, philanthropy in particular, are what particularly young employees today are looking for, either as they come to work for a company or as they consider going to work for one. We are frequently asked about our citizenship activities, opportunities for volunteerism and engagement, and more broadly our approach to citizenship, and so I think it is a critical element of the value proposition that a company can offer to its employees.
Are there particular causes or program areas, particular areas of focus that Dow likes to address?
We do. We have what we call a strategic framework that we apply corporately or globally. It has four primary elements. So one I mentioned just in general, which is what we call contributing to community success. A second theme is around science education, and it being a science, technology, chemistry company, it's a natural fit for us to try to stimulate a better understanding of science and technology by society and to attract young students to the field. Third giving theme for us is in the area of sustainability, and by that we really mean the integration of social needs, environmental needs, and economic development in a collaborative kind of a way. And then our fourth giving theme, I should say, is innovation. In particular, as of late, we're looking at innovation in the context of alternative energy and energy efficiency, which is obviously a very timely topic for society today, but also for industry today.
Margaret Cody, you've got the bigger picture from the results of your survey. How do Dow's giving priorities in terms of the kinds of programs, how do they fit compared to other companies?
In some ways, they're very closely matched to some of the big trends I see, but I also see Dow as being a little bit of a thought leader, a little bit of ahead of the curve in terms of the spending. Companies primarily fund health and social services. That gets the biggest part of a company's typical budget. Closely behind that is education, and this is something that is probably the most talked about topic, the most talked about funding area, both among corporate giving professionals and CEOs. So that ties a little bit into the science piece that Bo was talking about. Environment is a lesser funded program area, so the fact that Dow is focusing on that, I believe it's an area that we'll see more of companies' budgets over time.
Okay, we're speaking about corporate philanthropy, and we're speaking about it with two experts in the field. The first is Margaret Cody, who's with the Committee Encouraging Corporate Philanthropy, which is a nonprofit group which does just that, works with big companies, works with corporate chief executives to encourage corporate giving. The other person we've been speaking with is Bo Miller, who is Director of Corporate Citizenship for the Dow Chemical Company, a giant global chemical company, one familiar to many people. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Good Company with Michael Connor here on Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist, coast to coast on Sirius Satellite Channel 114. Stay with us.